4 years in the making, XC Goes to State by Sonia Carbonda. At 12:45 p.m. on November 4th, a horde of about 160 runners began a mad dash to the finish line in search of the state championship trophy. For the first time in 4 years, the Spartan girls' cross-country team was in the race. The team took second place at the Section 4A meet on October 24th. Trailing Nova by 2 points with a score of 56, the top two teams in each section advanced to the state meet, in addition to the next 8 individual finishers. Last year, freshman Paloma Good was the only runner to qualify for the state meet as an individual. "That was a lot less exciting because I didn't get to run with my team. I had to warm up by myself," Good said. "But with the team, it makes it a lot more competitive." Sophomore Maren Overgaard attributed the team's collective success to their new competition in Class A, since in previous seasons, they had to compete against larger schools in Class AA. "We went into the season with the goal of going to state. We spent the entire season training for this," Overgaard said. Like all Minnesota cross-country races, the state meet occurred on a winding, muddy 3.1-mile course. The Spartans arrived at the University of Minnesota's Les Bolsod Golf Course around 11:30 a.m., and it was abuzz with excitement. Runners adorned in training gear or this year's state sweatshirts huddled outside their school's brightly colored tent, while thousands of parents and friends carried pun-filled signs like, "Why do all the good ones run away? And why is everyone chasing each other? Tag?" The bright blue skies and crisp air provided perfect running conditions. In between races, as the next set of runners warmed up, upbeat music blared from the speaker and crowds assembled on either side of the starting line. Still, the chaos was over in less than half an hour. The cross-country team finished in 15th place, and junior Taylor Barkwell held the fastest finish for the Spartans in 51st place out of 158 finishers. Though the Spartans' performance didn't live up to their hopes, Overgaard sees the result as motivation for next season. "We have a lot of work to do, but we have a really good starting place," she said.